Around the Grounds. This is Saturday Sport with Martin Agerton.
Welcome back. It's all thanks to Hersey Seafoods, Alexander Terrace in Stanley. Every day is Cray Day at Hersey's. It's right on a quarter past nine, and we're talking gridiron now. It was to be round three of the Tasmanian competition, but as we know, there's lockdown in the south, so it's all been put on hold, which is a shame because the North West Coast team, the North West Raiders, were going to play in Burnie today. The president of the club is Michael Barron, who joins you now. Good morning, Michael. Thank you for your time and, I guess, disappointment, but we understand why.
Good morning, Martin. No worries. Yep, thanks for having me. It's a bit disappointing, but unfortunately it can't be avoided.
No, you were planning to play in Burnie today, which is really good. I know the team's sort of based around Devonport, but the idea that you're spreading it across the coast, obviously something you thought was worthwhile.
Absolutely. I mean, we're the North West Raiders, not just the Devonport Raiders, so we would like to spread it across the whole North West Coast and represent the North West Coast.
So it would have been round three today. So far you've had one win and one loss. It's not a bad start to the season, I guess, but it'd be better if you had 2-0, wouldn't it?
Oh, look, yeah, it might be much better for 2-0. We were a couple of plays away from being 2-0 after the first game. Just a bit of that fine-tuning that we're able to get done and make the adjustments during game two and get that win.
OK, now, assuming that everything comes back to normal next week, you'll be in Lonnie and then you've got Hobart the week after, and you're not actually back on the North West Coast until round seven.
No, yeah, it'll be a bit of a wait till we're back on the North West Coast. So we were supposed to start off pretty hot and heavy in the North West and North, but unfortunately, old COVID's put a dent to that plan this weekend.
Has indeed. But, coming on from last season, how did you start the season off? Did you manage to pick up some recruits, or how do you think you'll go this year?
Yeah, look, we picked up a fair few recruits. We had a lot of returning players as well. Look, as long as we play our style of football and are able to adapt and adjust on the fly, we've got a very good chance of making the playoffs.
How's gridiron going in Tasmania at the moment? I think there was like five teams in the state league competition.
So we've got four teams,
four. Yep.
One in the south, one in Launceston and then us. And it's going quite well. Look, the interest is steady. As long as we can keep growing that platform, and I think the key would be to find a major sponsor for the league, and then we can increase our exposure.
And, of course, the timing's perfect because the NFL's just started a couple of weeks ago, and it's a summer sport here but a winter sport there. But I guess it's front of mind when you think about what's happening in the States at the moment.
Absolutely. That's part of the reason we play in the summer, and we're available to all the other winter sport athletes who feel like playing a summer sport. It's probably the best contact sport going around in summer, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, for people that want to get involved in it, it's not too late, even though you're three games or two games into the season.
No,
exactly.
Never too late at all. And anyone who's interested, just jump on our Facebook page and send us a message. We're always willing and able to take anyone of any age, and even females as well. We're always looking to start up a female team. There's a team in the south that have already organised a female team, so we're definitely working towards that goal.
Okay, now, for people that, like me, that don't really follow it all that closely, we know there's a lot of gear associated with it, helmet and padding and things like that. Does the club supply those, or do you have to sort of purchase your own?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we supply a lot of the gear, especially the newbies, and then if you want to stick with it, we always encourage people to buy their own.
Yeah, and I guess, once you find out that it's something you're enjoying and you want to, stay at it more permanently, and you might think, it'd be nice to get a new helmet, wouldn't it? That sort of thing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I've been playing for 4 years and took me 2.5 years and decided to buy my own gear. So, yeah.
But you'd be happy that you've got it now, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. I wouldn't be without it. So, it's definitely far more comfortable and adjusted to your own being. So.
Obviously, watching it on TV at a high level, it's very spectacular and it's very fast. For people that, like I say, that are thinking about maybe having a look at it and taking it up, the best way would be to go and watch one of the games. As I said, you're not back on the North West Coast till round seven, but you'd welcome anyone to come along to the games, and there's people there that can ask questions and answer them,
we've always got people there. The best thing about the game is that it's open to pretty much everyone and all fitness levels, body shapes and sizes. There's always a position for anyone.
And if you can't wait till round seven, you can rock up the training. So tell us your training times and venues.
So we train at the Don Rugby Ground every Wednesday night from 5:30.
Okay.
And everyone's welcome.
Terrific. Well, good luck for the season, Michael. We'll probably talk towards the end of the season when it gets close to the Tiger Bowl, which is the one you all want to win. And
I think big one.
Yeah. Have you won it once, or you've come close? You've been in the grand final.
We've come close. We featured in a couple of years ago. We're itching to get back to the
end. Okay. Good luck with it all, and thank you for your time this morning. And we understand why there's none being played today. It's totally understandable, but thank you, Michael.
Yeah. No worries. Thanks for having me, Martin. Appreciate the support.
Good on you, Michael. Michael Barron is the president of the Northwest Raiders now. Like Michael said, if you want to know more, just hit him up on Facebook, the Facebook page, the Northwest Raiders. And it's great that, you know, if you're thinking of having a bit of a dabble in the sport, you don't have to outlay any money up front to buy the expensive equipment that's provided for you. And, yeah, look, it's a growing sport in Tasmania, and great that we've got a Northwest team involved in it, that's for sure. It's 20 past nine on Saturday.